Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. I'm Jen. Welcome, everybody, to our beauty podcast.
Yes. Life is good. Life is good. I love the positivity. Yes, I have.
That's our new tagline. It's real original.
Life is good. I think
never seen that anywhere before. It's definitely not a bumper sticker.
Someone I went to middle school wore a T-shirt that had that with a
it's like a
little
brand.
Happy face. It's yeah. Like life is good or something. Yeah, yeah.
Is that your spring fashion there?
Spring fashion. You know what? Can you imagine if I started? Can you imagine if I started wearing nothing? Just exclusively graphic tees with like trite sayings on them. That was my look.
I love this for you. I think this is an excellent idea. Oversized. Well, I do. Too. You do love a Snoopy and a Garfield. Come on now.
Yes. Lake wears a lot of graphic sweatshirts.
Tee.
When I was in middle school, I did wear a lot of, I wore nothing but like band t-shirts. That was like my thing. Oversized band t-shirts.
Timeless.
That, yes, really timeless. But I do actually have a fashion, I had a fashion dilemma this morning. And you know who helped me out? One of our former Fat Mascara guests, she was a guest host, Andy Lavs, Andrea Laventhal.
Oh, yeah. Also a podcast host. Yes.
Yeah. She has her own podcast. She's fabulous. And she dresses so well. She is so good at like fashion. It's just fashion in general.
Good at fashion.
Good at fashion. That's her tagline. So she has really opened my mind to something I've been like frightened about, like slip dresses. Slip dresses give me 90s like jitters because they always felt very not body inclusive. But I might dip my toe in the water.
Yes, I feel like it's Carolyn Bessette's wedding dress bias cut, and who can pull it off? No one.
Yeah. Unless you're like,
but
a
they're not all bias cut charmeuse or whatever. So you're getting a slip dress for spring.
I'm thinking about it. I think there's a lot of different ways you can style it, and
a little cardi over top if you're feeling too bare,
or a little tee underneath, Drew Barrymore style.
Okay, 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Or just like it.
A slouchy sweater. Yeah, like you're saying, a little sweater or a blazer. We had some discussions. So Andy Labs, I might take your cue.
I like that. Oh, there. You came for the beauty and you just got some fashion advice thrown in there.
Or inspo or warnings. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how we do. We're going to do beauty now though. You've got news for us.
Are you gonna shop? Are you feeling inspired to shop?
Oh, what's funny is I hear I am like sort of teasing, oh, 90s, whatever. Right there, you can see it over my shoulder. I did a big haul online. That's a baby doll dress in a plaid.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to relive my Riot Girl.
Okay.
Moments of past.
Are you going to wear them with your white Docs?
Yeah. Wow. You know me well. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little baby doll dress and some Doc Martens. Like the thing is, guys, you know, they always say about a beauty trend and fashion trend, if you did the first time, you're not allowed to do it again. How about this? I never stopped doing Doc Martens. So, you know, that I'm allowed to keep doing it, right?
And also, I went to my podiatrist, Jen knows this. she's been getting the play-by-play.
I'm sorry.
I know. How to make it unfashion. But I went to my podiatrist the other day and I was asking him about like, you know, shoes, Neuroma friendly shoes. And he basically suggested, he did not cite a Doc Martin, but he described a Doc Martin. And then I went to Bergdorf Goodman the other day and basically I saw $4,000 versions of Doc Martins. So
yeah, Doc Martens actually aren't cheap, but I will tell you those things last forever. You could take them in the mosh pit.
You could take them down, you know,
to your Coachella festival.
Rodeo Drive. Yeah. It's amazing, like, what kind of shoes are fashionable right now. Like, because it's like everything I've ever seen in my lifetime. Like, anything goes.
I think the beauty trends went the same way, too. We did for 2 years. Nobody's going back to baking contour. Like, you know, all of that just to go to work. No one wants to put that much work into looking good. Yeah. Like it should feel effortless. We've had a lot of effort in the last 2 years on a lot of other things. Like effortless feels nice, you know, with fashion and beauty right now. But I'm really glad that somehow podiatry got into that conversation. So,
I mean, leave it to me.
Should we do the news and do our episode?
Yeah, let's get to the news. That's what you came for, right? Okay, let's go. Okay, let's get to the headlines, everyone. So Pat McGrath is launching skincare. Yes, Pat McGrath Lab Skincare is kicking off with their first product for skin. It's called Divine Skin. So Pat, Rose 001, the essence. Pat calls it her transformative formula for hydrated, revitalized, and luminous skin. It has what she's calling breakthrough biphase technology, Rose Biotic and Hydrosphere 18. Not quite sure what that is, but it is clinically proven to boost moisture. I kid around. I'm super excited to try it. It instantly illuminates, softens, and smooths. It's suitable for all skin types. It's non-comedogenic. And
are you reading a press release? What do you got there? You went to an event with her or something?
No. I have not gone to the event. Oh. But I'm really excited about the campaign. It has Naomi Campbell, who of course is one of Pat's muses. And you know, let's wait and see. I'm going to try it, of course.
Let me know how it goes. I mean, if it's Naomi in a bottle, I'll take it.
Very excited. Okay, let's head over to the business desk. Okay, Jen, we have talked about Curl Smith quite a bit in the past couple of years. Curl Smith is a very hot line, and it is so hot that Helen of Troy has acquired the brand to the tune of $150 million. Curl Smith is a product line for textured hair. It was founded by Michael Bursky. Michael Bursky is a L'Oreal and Unilever alum, and it was founded in 2017. So Curl Smith really got hot using, digital platforms, Instagram, YouTube. He offered curly hair tips and tricks, and it really only started with four SKUs that were largely informed by what people needed. Mm-hmm. He told Beauty Independent that there were no beautiful images, no flat lays with avocados. Many would people would find their social media boring, but they got 10,000 followers in 3 months, and that was worth more than millions people were raising. They built authority in the community to the point where they basically asked them to launch a product line.
Yeah.
So it's really a testament to the power of social
media. That styling souffle, I know we've talked about it on the pod. I cannot even tell you how many people with curly hair have told me they use that styling souffle. Like, it's one of those products that, like, no matter your curl texture, your coil texture, it's just like the curly holy grail. And I know curl people are so specific about what works for them. But if you can make a universal curl product, I feel like that might be it. So good for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, people go crazy. And that's one of the original four products, by the way.
I did not know that, but that makes sense to me.
And yeah, and people also, like at the Bazaar Beauty Closet, people also have come by asking, do you have Curl Smith? Which
is also a
testament, I
remember,
think, for like...
Yes. And that's when you know something is legit. Like if it disappears from the closet quickly and or people just pop their head and they're like, is there any in here? Like, of course not. No, that would have been gone the minute it came in.
Exactly. In other acquisition news, Amyris has acquired clean beauty retailer Onda Beauty. The biotech giant Amyris just bought Onda Beauty, which P.S. has one of my favorite spa rooms in all of New York. Shout out to Kara. If you can go to see her, please do. Mm. So Amyris, they're a big company, but you may be familiar with some of their brands. Biossance, Pipette, Rose Inc., Costa Brazil, JVN Hair. They own a lot of cool brands. They bought the retailer for an undisclosed sum, but the Amyris spokesperson said that the acquisition aligns with Amyris's strategy to deepen its relationships with consumers, but they did not talk about any other plans for the retailer at this moment. So who is Onda Beauty? It was co-founded by a woman named Larissa Thompson and Sarah Bryden Brown and star power here, Naomi Watts in 2014. They have two doors, the one I mentioned in New York, in Manhattan, down in Tribeca, and then they also have one in Sag Harbor. So what's different about Onda Beauty is that everything has to kind of meet their criteria for what is clean enough for them. And of course, they have that incredible spa room.
So they have their own guidelines for ingredients and things like that. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about the spa room for us, let's be honest.
Yes, exactly. The spa room, I think, is the coolest part. So, okay. We're out of the business corner now.
Your desk. Don't try and take my corner, please.
Oh, yeah. We're off the desk. I guess let's go to the legal corner, the legal box. All right. Cosmetics brand Milani made an appearance in Johnny Depp's defamation suit against Amber Heard. During the opening statements, Amber Heard's attorney held up Milani Cosmetics all-in-one correcting kit while she was telling the jury how Amber Heard had concealed those alleged bruises on her face. Now, this is really important. The lawyer did not mention Milani or that specific product by name, but she said that Amber Heard had always brought makeup with her wherever she went. Now, she said that this is what Amber carried in her purse for the entire relationship with Johnny Depp. She held it up for everyone to see, for the jury to see. She said she's an actor. Do you honestly think she would have left her apartment without ever wearing makeup?
To conceal the alleged bruises.
Correct.
I'm saying alleged because it's still in the courts, but go on.
Yes. She said, you're going to hear testimony from Amber about how she had to mix the different colors for the different days of the bruises as they developed and the different colorings and how she would use these to touch up to be able to cover those. She also used concealer, foundation. Amber didn't even leave her bedroom without foundation on. So fast forward, in a TikTok video, Milani Cosmetics denied that their product had been used by Amber since it wasn't sold until 2017, And Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's marriage had ended the year before when she filed for divorce. So basically, it couldn't have happened. Amber couldn't have used it.
You know what I thought of when I heard this, besides the news, that every beauty editor who's ever worked in a long lead print publication, the thing that we always would have to check, our fact checkers, whatever, does the product come out yet? Your magazine's coming out this month. Will the product be on shelves? Like, how many times have you checked the launch date of a product? It is very surprising to me that a lawyer did not think to do that when they were using this as their evidence.
I thought the same thing. Like, at Bazaar, we have the most amazing fact checker in the world. Like, you know, I've the most amazing fact checker I've ever worked with. And one of them. And she, yeah, is such an eagle eye. She's so particular, but that's their job, you know?
But wouldn't you think in a legal court, any little thing that you say can be misconstrued or taken by the other side? And like, you show one mistake, how many other mistakes have they made? Because you can extrapolate, like, they didn't know about this, they got this wrong. Maybe she's lying about the whole thing. I don't know. It's just crazy to me how Milani got into the news. Like, Milani, like, what? In like a high profile celebrity case, this is fascinating. It's like, it's all in the details, isn't it?
So Milani actually told People magazine, Milani Cosmetics confirms that the palette in question, the Milani Cosmetics Conceal Plus Perfect All-in-One Correcting Kit, did not launch until December 2017. Our video, because they put the video on TikTok, was to verify the claim that our eagle-eyed and loyal fan base made about the product name in the trial. Milani Cosmetics is not taking a formal stance on the trial evidence or future outcome of the case.
I was thinking the same thing. Like, it's, if you know makeup, you would have noticed that right away. It's just for beauty obsessives. Just know these things.
Right. So Milani is not saying who they're siding with or anything. Super clear. But they're just saying it didn't exist. And I guess the lawyer maybe used this as an example of the type of makeup.
Right, right. But it's like when I watch a movie and they had the bathroom scene and they flash by the medicine cabinet and I'm like, this is it. Like, I know all of the products in there. You can't hold up a makeup product and not think the beauty obsessives are going to have the exact information, you know? So we'll see how that plays out in the trial. But fascinating that Milani is just like...
That's a good point. Yeah, like it's like an accuracy thing.
You ready to leave your legal box or whatever you're calling it?
I'm ready to leave the legal box. Okay, so we're getting out of the legal box, okay? And now I want to talk to you about this really interesting initiative from Crave Beauty with a K. So This made me happy, but first we have to face some facts. Okay, we've got to face some tough facts. And if you're a Fat Mascara listener, none of this is going to surprise you. Let's talk about the environment for a second, okay? Okay, I don't mean to be a buzzkill, but we've got to face some facts. 3,000 new beauty brands launch every single year. And in 2019, more than 3,100 skincare products launched in the mass category. We've talked about, I bet, 3,000 of them. What do you think, Jen? I feel like... There's just so much damn newness.
Okay. I'm tired.
I know. Okay. And you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this. Like, I feel like as editors, we have spoken amongst ourselves about like how many more like events there are, how many more mailings, emails, you know, just the influx of stuff. Like
ingredients for us to try for you to tell you what's worth it, what's not.
Am I thinking it? And is it my mind that there's more? Is there really more? No, there is more. And when I was reading about Crave's initiative, it's like seeing it on paper. I was like, okay, this isn't in my mind. It's true. All of this translates to 120 billion units of packaging that are produced by the global cosmetics industry every year. So why is this happening? You have, let's think about the big beauty ecosystem, okay? There are investors who are pushing for high growth from the beauty companies. Retailers need to fill their shelf space. And then customers, this is what the press release said, okay? I kind of disagree with this. I'd love to know what you all think. Customers demand constant newness. I don't really know if they do. That's a sidebar, okay? We can talk about that in a second.
And if we're in the skincare world, I agree with you. I don't
You think that they do or they don't?
I don't know if they do. I don't know. Like, it's
if skincare works for you, I feel like it's one of those things, it's working.
I'd love to have a separate conversation about this, with an expert or just you and me, or like we can throw this out to all of you listeners.
Yeah, I want to see what the listeners, are they like, yeah, this works for me, but now let me try something else because I just demand newness.
Yeah, like this actually
newness.
This topic.
The like, rallying cry of the
Yeah, like we want
consumer.
Newness. We like, I think we want like creativity. I think we want connection with founders. I think we want, like, this is a whole different ball of wax, but this topic, Crave Beauty, love you, because you really had me up late night thinking about what people really want. But I think what we all don't want, unless you're like a complete, like evildoer, is 120 billion units of packaging in the environment.
End up in the single stream trash.
So, and you know, all this is wreaking havoc on the planet, and you have this industry that we love talking about sustainability while throwing tons of plastic in the world. And I don't think that anybody really wants this. And I also realize the irony that Jen and I work in this industry and talk about new products every day while kind of feeding the beast. So we're well aware. So Crave Beauty has launched this thing called the Slow Down Skincare Initiative. And their whole thing is to slow down the rate of producing, consuming, and disposing products. And they're asking the industry to really like make less and think about how we care for the planet and how we care for our faces. So they actually came out with this really creative way of talking about this. They came up with this children's tale called, it's like an adaptation of this Tortoise and the Hare, and it's a video, and then we're going to put a link to it on the website. You can watch it now. Go to Crave Beauty with a K, K-R, you know how to spell Crave, just put a K in front of it, / Slow Down Skincare.
I'll put a link on the Fat Mascara blog as well.
Which it's awesome. It's like 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds, and it's really cute, and it's like a storybook rhyme, and it's about how we can still love beauty, use our skincare. You don't have to like stop being a beauty enthusiast or obsessive, whatever you want to call yourself, but stop putting so much garbage into the industry. And for beauty companies, if you're working for a beauty company and you're thinking, well, this means I'm going to make less money, this is going to hurt my bottom line, it's a paradigm shift. And I think that's a nice way of thinking how we can still make money, but put less garbage in the environment. So I don't necessarily have the solution. I'm not like, oh, they've done it.
No, it's a conversation in the fashion world too, not to bring back to fashion. I feel like this was like our fashion beauty episode, a little bit of both, but like fast fashion, you demand newness, but that also causes trash. And how do we slow down the retailer cycle? Beauty retailers too. Like I get it. Listen, I pass a Sephora. I always want to walk in to see what's new, you know? Maybe I need to reset my thinking. But I guess that's what Crave is trying to do.
Slow and steady philosophy to see who wins the race through intentional progress. Because we all need to, you know, thrive. We all need to, you know, make a profit. But I think we all don't want to do that at the expense of the environment. We all, you know,
we
want
being
to,
the beauty industry, is that what the we is there?
Yeah. Okay. We as an industry. Mm-hmm. But I think we as consumers, we want to buy something beautiful, buy something that makes us feel good, but we don't want, there's not one person listening to this, whether you're on the industry side or the consumer side, who I think is happy about the plastic island floating in the ocean, or, you know, the animals who are suffering or the people who are suffering because of the pollution. So I think the Crave Beauty story, 30 seconds of your life, is really interesting to think about.
If only then you talk to your friends about it and think about it. Yeah. So one of you out there is a genius and will come up with some solution. I'm sure of it.
But I think even if we all just like buy what you love, like Jen, just quick sidebar. Can I bring you into this for a quick second?
Yes.
Jen, you and I were just talking about, we just took a quick 2 second break. Jen, you were going to buy, you're buying something or you're contemplating buying something.
Oh, my Riot Girl dress, my plaid baby doll dress.
Yes. Okay. It's, you are going to invest in something that I know you're going to love. And you're going to wear it all the time versus buying three things that I know that if you were to buy them, you probably might throw them in the bin or like
Well, you know, there's just, but yes.
You donate it. You're not going to throw it. I know you're too good.
You're alluding to it, and I'll just say it. The price of this, I was like, I feel like I could get something like this from Zara for a lot cheaper. And like, now that we're having this conversation about beauty, I hear exactly what you're saying, which is like, maybe I should reset my mind. I even said to you, didn't I? Well, it's definitely cut nicer and the fabric is of a better quality. And my guess is that the labor that was put into making this is more ethical. So that's what I'm paying for. And like, maybe I should make the choice this one dress instead of four fast fashion dresses.
Yeah. I'm not telling anyone how to spend their money, but
No. But like, yeah, I think that way. And it's a reset in thinking. And I think that with beauty too, you know, just being more mindful. And I guess that's what Crave is trying to do. I mean, Tortoise and Hare, it's the classic mindful tale. Like,
yeah.
I love that. Well, okay. I'll watch the video. Thanks, Jess.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves
works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. I'm psyched to introduce Kate from London. Kate, take it away.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Kate in London. I'm Irish, you might be able to tell. And although I love cream blushes, I thought it was worth giving a recommendation for a powder brush blush for people who prefer that finish, maybe if you have oily skin. It's the Charlotte Tilbury Cheek to Cheek blusher. They have a lighter color on the outside and in the center is a darker color. So you're meant to swish on the outside and apply a layer of that color and then dab on the inner circle to intensify the color. And it has a lovely shimmery finish without being glittery. So it gives a real glow to the cheeks, which is brilliant if you're using a powder blush to still be able to get that glowy finish without the moisture that some people might not like. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate, for reminding us to each his or her own with their choices. Yes, we are cream fans, but obviously there's plenty of people who need powders out there, people with oily skin. Coming in with a classic from Charlotte Tilbury. Okay, if you want to share your raise a wand, email me, info@fatmascara.com, or call us 646-481-8182. Now, you know what I realized? It's our 400th episode. We didn't make a big hoo-ha about that, but like, you know, usually on the like hundreds, people make it, you know, they make a fuss. Jess and I are the kind of people that like to look forward, not backward. However, in the name of what you were just talking about in your news segment and mindful choices and not always demanding newness of the industry, I think we should like each pick a classic raise a wand. What do you say?
Classic.
Like yeah, I'm going to do one that I have talked about in the past 400 episodes. I'm not telling you to buy something that new that came out. This is a classic favorite. And the reason I'm thinking about it is because I just hit empty on it. And it is the K18 Peptide Hair Mask. Actually, sort of a new product, but it is my go-to hair damage fixing. Let me tell you, that little pump, because it's not cheap, you only need 3 little pumps. I like that too. They took out a lot of water.
For your long hair?
Yes. 3 to 5 pumps. I only use 3. They took a lot of water out of this formula. I can see that, like looking at the formula, because it really distributes quite well on damp hair. It always surprises me. And then it always surprises me how much they packed into that tiny little thing. This is the go-to. Like your hairstylist would be like, what are you using when you start using this? Because it really helps with heat damage, color damage, dried hair. Like there's nobody that can't benefit from this. And if you like a thick, creamy conditioner, this is not it. It'll detangle for you, but really it's fixing the damage in your hair, which I guess there's a lesson in that too, which is the more you use and the more things you try on your hair, the more you damage it and the more products you need. And now I've just negated our entire exercise. But I love the K18. Okay, your turn.
So I'm going to mention a product that Jen has probably heard like more times than she cares to. Tom Ford Spanish Pink Lipstick. It's so good.
I literally, in my head was like, she's going to do Spanish Pink.
I found out about it from Laura Slatkin, the founder of Nest Fragrances, because she came on the show when we had her on, like, you know, ages ago, and she had such like the perfect 60s pink lipstick. She has a whole like 60s vibe going on. And I was like, oh, I love that. So she looks like a creamy pink. So nice. Her lipstick looks so hydrated. And I got it. And I have like 3 tubes and they're all little like melted stubs. It's so creamy. It's so good. And I usually reach for that if nothing else is working. And I'm like, oh, why did I play around? It's always good. You can dress it up with more eyeliner, but you can also wear it just kind of plain. And it's like, oh, this is good. I feel polished. It's nice.
That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic. Well, happy 400th episode to happy you 400th and your Spanish you. Pink lips.
And thank you everyone for listening. For those who stayed with us in the beginning, thank you. And then new friends, welcome to the FM family.
Yeah, get your beauty it's sleep a beauty tonight. Sleep. On Friday, we have a very exciting guest. So
major,
we'll
major.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention 2 of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.